software enables organizations.
Sign up on your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. They each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Give them 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
That's old Cindy Lou going with me.
Gone fishing. Fleas are biting at his hide.
Get away from me, boys. You bother me. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing.
Bop-a, baby, bop-a, bop-a, bop-a.
Oh, yeah.
It is time for our early bird fishing guide, Jeff Sonnen. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning? A little cold frost on the pumpkin this morning.
Yeah, I know. I'm peeking out the window and trying to see. My wife has been working all summer long, making the yard beautiful and having all the flowers, and now it's going to be all over with.
I know. Yep. You sound like me.
Well, there's a certain part of me that likes it, yep. But then there's also a certain part of me that's really wondering what happened to that summer that we just supposedly had.
Yeah, where did it go? Seemed like it was right. Maybe 3 weeks long.
Yep, that's what it is. They say what you do in Minnesota in the summer is play around the golf.
Yeah. So, Jeff, speaking of, well, let's couple things. How has your season been? You know, we're kind of maybe winding down a little bit because it's getting colder and stuff. I'm just wondering, it just seems like we talked to you yesterday about how the season was going and you were worried a little bit. How has it been?
Well, in terms of fishing, it's been okay. The typical ups and downs, but we had a lot of nice warm weather this summer, and that forced a really healthy bloom in several lakes that would usually be kind of tough trucking in the summertime, and even now in the early fall, Winnie in particular enjoyed this. Last year we had a water clarity. You could see the bottom in about 12 feet of water.
Wow.
And now, even with it clearing up, the algae blooms are kind of dying off, and the cold temperature is forcing that water to clear up a little bit, and it's still, you can still probably maybe count on seeing 5 feet or 6 feet down. So it's quite a bit better. And that's made the fishing a little bit easier, so there has been more of a steady, you know, you can go out and if you spend a little bit of time working at it, you can catch some fish. Even if they are a little bit on the small side, they're getting to the point where there's plenty of people coming out. It's got the attention of a good number of folks. From the business point of view, it looks to me like I'm going to wind up salvaging roughly about 70% of what would be an ordinary summer for me. The COVID forced a few cancellations. You know, of course, we missed the first 10 days of the season altogether.
Yeah.
And then a lot of time throughout the summer, I had a lot more cancellations, but the Canadian border being closed really contributed to a lot of recycled trip days. This last week, I had a cancellation from a couple of guys that come every year. They canceled 5 days, and I was able to refill all five of those days just because people that were going to go to Canada can't go, wind up having to look for an alternative plan. So,
okay. Well, thanks for that recap. I just was curious because we're always concerned about businesses and how it has affected them. And I have been, speaking of golf course, the last two times I was on the golf course, I've heard people saying they are crushing the walleyes. Is that true?
Well, depends on where you're going, but there are a lot of people that are catching a lot of walleyes. If they're talking about Winnie in particular, then the term crushing probably would come into play. There's a lot of folks are catching big numbers out there right now, and it hasn't been too hard to do it. Other lakes in the area, it's hard for me to know everything about every place because a lot of times the only way I can find out, I don't get any of that inside information on the golf course like you do. So if I want to know if they're biting or not, I got to get in the truck and drive to the lake and find out. And you got 1,000 lakes just in one county.
I should put you on speed dial. I got to get you in there and let you know so you know what the heck's going on out there.
Yeah, we'll plant one of those undercover wires on you, and pipe. Maybe we can pipe it right through my cell phone, and then while you're playing golf, I'll just overhear the walleye fishing conversation.
I'll wear a mic. What else is going on?
Well, we got, now that this cold snap has come in, the water temperatures are falling down there. I saw my first temperatures below 60 a couple days ago, and I'm quite sure that it'll be widespread now by this morning. And as that temperature comes down, the weeds, shallow weeds particularly, are dying off a little bit. And some of the fish, the panfish, folks have been kind of scratching their head wondering where the crappies are. And they're just playing cat and mouse with everybody right now. It gets cold, and they poke their head out, they come out in the open, and so you just start to hear stories about guys catching crappies, and then it warms back up, and they tuck back into the weeds. So this might be that cold snap now, this second little round, this might be the one that starts everything up, like, for good, where we really got the fall patterns kicking in, and things will start to get a little bit more reliable as we go. I looked for crappies the day before yesterday, and we found a few. They were nice-sized fish, but you could just tell that they had been heavily pursued. Folks have already found them, and those schools of fish have been worked on, and by the time you get there, you catch two or three, and then all of a sudden, they die really fast, and that's a good indication of a lake that's been pressured already. So this will force more fish out into the open, and folks would be able to find them a little bit easier. Later that same day, as it warmed up, we saw a couple that had they were fishing in a pontoon boat, and they were anchored up on the edge of a really heavy weed bed, like the kind of weed bed if you cast in there with a bobber and a small jig like they were doing. About 2 out of 3 times, they would be reeling back in weeds.
Yeah.
But the rest of the time, they would be reeling in a fish. So that stuff is still, the heavy weeds are still holding a lot of fish, but that'll change now throughout the rest of this week.
Is musky season now, or is that old?
Well, the musky season is going. We're kind of in between the pike and muskies late in the summer, as the water really, it's as warm as it's ever going to get. On some lakes, you start to have a little oxygen depletion, and the fish move towards the weed lines because that's the better habitat for them at the time. But then they move back out, and those fish feed primarily in open water where folks have a hard time getting at them. And now as we progress into the fall, two of these and whitefish lakes that have those will start to move back towards the shallows again because it will start to turn spawning time for them. And as they move into the shallows, the big musky fishing season is still ahead of us here. We're maybe three weeks or possibly even a month away from that, of the wild ride that guys have on lakes like Leech and Cass. And the muskies come into that shallow water and it gets pretty good.
Well, the reason I brought it up is we have a friend whose son caught a pretty big muskie on Deer Lake. And the conversation ended up being, well, what do you do with a muskie? I mean, is it a lot that you have to release them? And you see people sometimes keeping trophy muskies. What's the rule on that?
Well, now it's on most of the waters that we fish is a minimum size of 54 inches. So by the time you're going to get one that's a legal fish to keep, it's either going to be a trophy for the wall, or you know what most guys do, truthfully, is just fish for them. If they catch one, they get a nice photo of it.
Yeah.
And let it go. And if they really want a mount, you can now get replicas made that are, in my opinion, the replicas are better than the real fish. They hold up longer. They're very attractive. They do a nice paint job on them. And that would be the way that I would go. But for the most part, yeah, it's just a minimum size that restricts folks from being able to keep one. Back in the day, early bird fishing days, it was something like a 30-inch minimum. And so back then, folks would keep those muskies. Some of them would eat them. Some would throw them in the smoker, a variety of things. But those days are kind of past us now.
So what happens if you do catch a record muskie and it has to be registered perfectly correct so you get credit, because there's always been controversy on that? What happens? If you're out today and you catch the biggest muskie ever caught in Minnesota, what's the process to verify? Do you go right to shore? Do you take pictures? Do you have a ruler?
Yeah, you know, you're asking me a great question about the catch and release portion of that. I would want to make sure that I had a really, really good set of photographs that documented every little thing. I would want to have the a hero shot holding the fish up. I would want to have it in with a ruler underneath it, and I would want to have the girth measurement. And I would want to also make sure that I had a couple of witnesses who saw the fish and saw the thing get measured and photographed and so on and so forth, you know, to make sure you have every little T crossed and I dotted. If you're going to keep it, I would, you know, at that stage of the game, if it is contention for a record fish, it's going to be well over the minimum size for being able to keep it. So then if you're going to bring it in, you just bring it to authorize somebody that's got a scale, an official certified scale. Some of the bait shops have still got that, but it might take a few phone calls now. It's not as common as it once was, but that would be the process for that. Folks that want to get a fish taxidermied, you take a nice big beach towel and soak it wet, and then find somebody with a nice long freezer and freeze the fish and all in that wet towel, and that way when you get it taxidermied, they can thaw it out and it comes out of there without being damaged.
Anything else before we let you go?
Well, I would think if you're a crappie fisherman or sunfish, maybe even perch, this weekend now would be the time to start checking those little deep holes that are adjacent to the big weed flats and see if those fish don't start building up. I think the weather pattern looks like it's going to be calm and sunny, and the walleye fishing might be a little bit sluggish throughout that time. So might be a good weekend to check out some panfish lakes that you've got on your list that you haven't got to yet.
All right, Jeff, stay warm. Get those gloves on now. We'll talk to you next week.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you.